5th. Did the Buddha enjoy things? We all hope to have nice things to enjoy. Even in attending a Dharma talk, we want to have a good seat where we can sit comfortably or hope that the room is air-conditioned and the floor is carpeted. The list goes on. There are things we enjoy in our daily lives. People pursue fame and wealth to improve their living conditions so that they can better enjoy life. In actuality, fame and wealth can bring its own set of problems. The enjoyment we gain from our senses is very limited. The eyes crave pleasing sights, the ears crave delightful sounds, and the body craves the feel of soft and luxurious clothes. But when these sensations pass, we soon feel empty and lonely again. This is no different than the end of a party when dirty dishes and trash are left behind. The price we pay for worldly fame and wealth is enormous. When we are controlled by the external environment, we cannot find inner peace. But if we are not affected by what we see and hear, then there is nothing that can bind us. The Dharma joy within us will begin to flow. This is not the same as normal joy. It is unattached to anything around us, so it can continue no matter how our circumstances change. One of the Buddha's disciples was the former prince Bhadrika. Once while he was doing sitting meditation with the other monks, he suddenly called out, "What happiness! What happiness!" It so happened that the Buddha was passing by, and so he asked, "Who yelled out happiness? What brings such happiness?" Bhadrika replied, "In the past, while I was still living in the palace, I was constantly surrounded by guards, yet I was afraid that others would harm or assassinate me. In the palace, the food was of the best quality and the bed was very comfortable, yet I didn't enjoy the food nor did I sleep soundly. Now that I've renounced the secular life, I can cultivate in the remote hills and woods. Now that I feel free, I'm not afraid of anything. I find the simple vegetables and carrots that I get for alms very delicious. When I sit here to meditate, I just feel cleansed and free from worries. I enjoy the path of cultivation so much that I can't control myself and must cry out with elation. Is this not another form of enjoyment?" What kinds of things did the Buddha enjoy? The Buddha enjoyed the tranquility of nirvana. Nirvana has four special characteristics. It is permanent, blissful, pure, and is the true self. When the Buddha felt the expanse of life, he was happy. When the Buddha felt the natural joy of life, he was happy. When the Buddha felt the existence of life, he was happy. When the Buddha felt the simplicity of life, he was happy. Nowadays, many people are so busy that they forget about themselves. When they lose touch with themselves, they also lose touch with happiness. Serene happiness is a characteristic of nirvana. If we truly understand the Buddha's teachings, we can easily find such happiness within our daily lives. We can enjoy happiness in contentment. We can even find happiness when we are truly remorseful. We can also find happiness by showing respect to others, having faith, and remaining calm and peaceful. We should not look for happiness from our senses. The source of happiness lies within our hearts, and we will find true happiness when we uncover our hearts. There is happiness in reciting the Buddha's name, in meditation, and in paying homage to the Buddha. Sometimes when you do sitting meditation, you will discover that all your thoughts are calm and no desire is in sight. You want to stay in this peaceful Dharma joy forever. Is this not happiness? Or we can enjoy happiness by proactively aiding those in need and helping repair roads and bridges. When we form positive karmic connections with others, we will find support from all sides and live a happy life. In the past, many Buddhas equated cultivation with asceticism, but this is misleading. Buddhism is a religion of happiness. It does not ask that its devotees suffer. Rather, Buddhism teaches that suffering is simply part of life. It is a stage that we must pass through in order to attain happiness. A butterfly has to come out of its cocoon before it can fly. A tree has to be cut down before it can be used for lumber. In Buddhism, we must cross the sea of suffering before we reach liberation. When others reprimand us, criticize us, or even slander us, we should not get angry. Rather, we should thank them for giving us the opportunity to rid ourselves of the roots of our anger. When others defraud us of our hard-earned money, we might become very frustrated if we lack an understanding of the Dharma. However, if we practice the Dharma, we would look at the situation as a way to pay off old debts. To be free of anger, debt, and worry is a great cause for happiness. In this way, we can even find happiness in adversity. Like the Buddha, we too can enjoy the constant, serene happiness of Nirvana. In this world, we are happy when good things happen. When we have the Dharma, we will be capable of handling misfortunes and disappointments with equal ease. The Vimalakirti Sutra says, "When the mind is pure, the land is pure." We can use our pure and calm mind to transform the world. Grief is bodhi, and affliction is happiness. If your mom and dad are very strict, you need not be distressed. You should think to yourself, "It's good my parents are stern with me. They help me stay out of trouble." With every situation in this world, as long as we can change our perspectives, we will always find happiness. Let me share something that many of you may not know. For many years now, unless I am dining with guests, I have always eaten my dinner standing up. Usually there are no chairs in my living quarters, so I just stand up and eat. I lead a very simple life, yet I do not enjoy my meals any less. The life of the Buddha may have been very simple and fraught with hardship, but because of the Buddha's prajna wisdom, he always enjoyed the wondrous happiness of Nirvana.